Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reneses, and you are listening to the Coaching Happiness Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Welcome to episode 31 of the Coaching Happiness Podcast. My name is Kathy Reneses, and I'm a life coach, speaker, and founder of Coaching Happiness, a coaching service focused on heart work, whose mission is to create a better world, one person at a time. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia, Podmetrics, Centro Holístico, Sunrider Philippines, and Kangen Water PH. Revolutionize your health with water. So, hello, my darlings. And yes, welcome to another episode. Can I just say, when I started my podcast journey with Podcast Network Asia in 2019, I never imagined I'd even make it past 25 episodes. I didn't think I'd have anything to talk about, quite honestly. And now here we are on the 31st, and I think I still have quite a few aha moments, ideas I've picked up and run with, and tools and paradigm shifts that I still want to share with all of you. Thank you to everyone who has supported the Coaching Happiness Podcast and have been listening to me ramble on for 30 episodes. My heart is full and I am eternally grateful. So thank you for affirming the mission I set out to do, which is to create a better world one person at a time. And to learn more about the other shows on the network, you can go to www.podcastnetwork.asia. So it's really been an interesting time for all of us, to say the least. And lately, I seem to be attracting clients who feel like they need more stability in life because everything on the outside is just so uncertain. I also have clients who struggle with loneliness and a lingering emptiness almost, even though they're surrounded by their family and friends. And I also have a few clients who complain that they don't feel like they have enough hours in the day to do whatever it is that they want to do and are struggling to thrive. And while these individual struggles seem quite different from each other, one of the first assignments I usually give to them as the coach is the same: to establish a morning routine. The idea of the magic of the morning routine, or morning ritual, as I like to call mine, is an idea that's taken off lately for folks who want to make the most of their day. If you do your research online, there are a ton of suggestions on how to create the perfect morning routine for highly effective people, or morning routines for mental health, and even the best morning routines to kickstart your day. And while they all sound amazing, that's quite not my focus when I ask clients to establish their routine. But before that, have you heard of Podmetrics? This is a fantastic platform for brands to collaborate and podcasters like myself to monetize our content. If you have a podcast of your own and want to know how I collaborate with brands in the Coaching Happiness Podcast, I use Podmetrics. It's really the easiest way to monetize my podcast, regardless of its size. And if you're an advertiser who wants to work with me on an episode, first of all, hi, you can head over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and just fill up the form. So What is a morning routine or a morning ritual, you might ask? A morning routine is essentially a set of actions that you perform in the morning, usually before starting your day's main activity, like going to work or to school. The actions can be anything from, let's say, drinking a glass of water or brushing your teeth to doing a 2-hour workout or learning the ukulele for an hour each morning. The magic in your morning routine is mindfully creating one that works for you. It sets your day so that you accomplish meaningful results right away, giving you the energy to be motivated for the rest of the day, and more importantly, at least for me, fills up your love tank. The activities that you have planned, whether it's for 15 minutes or whether it consumes the entire morning, is to put yourself first so you can do the things you love that fill you up before you step out and be of service to other people. A good example of what usually happens when you don't have a morning routine is this. You groggily wake up in the morning kasi nagpuyat ka the night before and hit the snooze button at least once. Then after waking up and relieving yourself, you'll probably want a strong cup of coffee to help wake you up, all the while scrolling through your socials or your emails, checking if there's anything urgent that needs your attention, or if there's anything that you missed while you slept throughout the night that deserves a like, a heart, or a thumbs up. Breakfast may be optional, and your mind is already on other matters, maybe getting the kids ready for school and making sure that they get breakfast, running down the never-ending list of household chores and your personal to-do list, making sure that your partner is also taken care of and attending to their needs, and whatever is on the docket today at work. Then, before you know it, the morning has whizzed by and you're in between Zoom meetings, trying to make deadlines while putting lunch on the table and cleaning up the mess your kid made in the living room while they were e-learning. Jeez. And I'm all just thinking about it sounds exhausting. So fast forward to the end of the day and you're in a mood. I like to call this my S. May sumpong ka. You feel fatigued and there is a resentment simmering because you know that you did so much for everyone else, but nobody hardly even acknowledged all your hard work or said thank you. And then you eventually fall asleep, phone in your hand, scrolling and looking for at least a little validation on social media, repeating the cycle the next day and the next. It sounds like such a dreary existence. Pero aminin mo, nakaka-relate ka. Kasi ako super relate din ako dito. This definitely was me. But here's the thing. What if life didn't have to feel like this? What if you could turn your entire day around by focusing on developing a daily habit, a routine, a ritual of self-love that would help ground you and set you up for success for the rest of the day. Something that, once you put it into practice, will provide a good structure for you to start your day on, so you can manage anything that comes your way and not feel tired and drained at the end of it. Well, if that's the case, my friends, what you need is a solid, mindful morning routine. To give an example, let me share my own morning ritual with you. So I usually wake up at around 7 And before I even stand up to go to the bathroom, I challenge myself to think of three things I'm grateful for that day. So it could be today, I love the cool weather. I'm grateful to wake up to have my dog snuggled up next to me. And I know that I'll be celebrating the last coaching session of one of my clients later on. After my morning constitutional, I make sure to drink a big glass of water to rehydrate my brain and the rest of my organs before saying my prayers. That's where I talk to my creator, as well as my meditation practice. This is where my creator talks to me. It's then that I would take my dogs out for a walk and their morning constitutionals, which also lets me enjoy the morning sun, getting my daily dose of vitamin D. When I get home, it is a 30-minute yoga flow session before I tuck into a filling, nutritious breakfast with as many vegetables that I can cram in there. I try and make sure to have breakfast to be my heaviest meal of the day and dinner my lightest. It was something I had to relearn since I had come from intermittent fasting and having two heavy meals a day that was usually lunch and dinner. I also like to switch between using Sunrider Philippines Evergreen. It's a concentrated chlorophyll shot that also tastes strongly of peppermint that I like to mix in with my glass of water, as well as their Vitafruit, which is a thick syrup naman that's made with herbs, fruit, and honey that helps with collagen production that I would usually kind of mix into my orange juice for the day. Sunrider Philippines is actually a U.S. herbal company whose products are based on traditional Chinese medicine principles. And I've been incorporating them into my daily routine ever since I found out about them. So after a heavy breakfast, I then sit down at my desk and I journal. So I keep an A6-sized Hobonichi Original Techo, and it's basically a page a day. So I try to fill each one up with whatever it is that I'm feeling or going through and just reflecting from the day before. It really is a fantastic tool for introspection. The journaling would probably take about 30 minutes. After then, I nourish my brain with an hour and a half of studying. It can really be whatever it is that I'm fascinated by. So at the moment, it's an audible on the great courses called Writing Great Fiction, Storytelling Tips and Techniques. So I really don't know if this is something that I would ever find useful in the future. But right now, it's something that I'm just really interested in. And that's more than enough of a reason to get into it. So after my dedicated study time, making time for my continued education, I know that I'm done because by then my phone alarm goes off. And that's when my morning routine ends. And I finally open my emails, check social media, and start my day. Now, your morning routine doesn't have to be as long as mine. This is just what works for me, given that I'm single and only have to make sure that my dogs are healthy and happy for the most part. And I've been working from home even before this pandemic, so I don't have to adjust my time for travel and being stuck in traffic. Your morning routine should be something that you can commit to, whether it be 15 minutes of gratitude, prayer, and savoring the process of making and sipping your morning brew, or a whole 4-hour self-love fest like mine, where I make sure all aspects of myself are taken care of: spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental. After my morning routine, I feel awake, I have high energy, I am focused and grounded, definitely ready to start my day. I can also really feel the difference when I choose to sleep in and skip my routine. I am usually super sabog. Feeling ko, hinahabol ko yung araw ko. Hindi ko alam kung saan napupunta yung oras. Tapos parang pagod ako at the end of the day. But when I exercise discipline and choose to put myself first by committing to my morning routine, I find that I show up for myself better and don't struggle as much with holding space for others. So if you ever catch me with a major sumpong, like capital S, please understand I probably just didn't get my morning routine in that day, and I'm in need of a dire nap. So now that you know what a morning routine is, the benefits of having a routine where you love and care for yourself first, and basically have a run through of my own morning routine, you're probably now thinking what yours could look like and may need a little help thinking about what it is that you want to do, what you're willing to commit to, fine-tuning the routine until you've created a healthy, happy one for yourself that sets you up for a successful and productive day ahead. Now, before I dive into creating the ideal morning routine for you, I feel that it's important to be clear about one thing, and that is that a great morning routine won't solve all your problems. In fact, not everyone will benefit from having a checklist to complete first thing they wake up. So there are a couple of things to consider. Number one being, are you a morning person? And if not, are you willing to retrain your body to become a morning person? If you really aren't a morning person, that's fine. Don't let your morning routine get in the way of getting adequate quality sleep, right? If you need to wake up so early in order to have your routine that you sacrifice your quality sleep, making a trade-off that will ultimately be a detriment to your mental health and overall well-being, it isn't worth it. Early mornings are not as important as sleep. So maybe you could move your morning routine a little later, or maybe you can just keep it a little shorter. That could work too. So to help you get started, I'll share some ideas how to start customizing your ideal morning ritual or morning routine. If you need to, you can also maximize your time by combining some of the habits you want to include into your life. So, for example, you can start with something physical and go for a run. Or if it's, you know, if you want to bring your dog into it, then it can be a nice jog with the dog. So that's your twofer, your two-in-one. Alternatively, you could maybe cook yourself breakfast while listening to a podcast or an Audible. That could be part of your education goals, right? You can do yoga or get a workout while listening to music that pumps you up and lifts your mood. It's really whatever works for you. My suggestions are just some of the components of mine that work for me that you can use to just build the right routine for you. So my first suggestion is to set yourself up to slay your mornings by being disciplined about the time that you go to bed. For me, this means my phone is out of reach an hour before lights out. I'm listening to an audible and winding down with my night routine. Yes, I have one of those too. And I'm sipping on Sunrider Philippines Cali Tea, which is an herbal blend that has chamomile that helps me relax and doze off. So no midnight scrolling, no checking emails and trying to get more work done. I am done for the day and I am honoring my time and myself by going to bed so I'm asleep by 11. The hours of 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. is also where a lot of our organs naturally detox according to traditional Chinese medicine and functional medicine. And I've noticed how my sleep is actually a lot deeper when I can fall asleep within this range of time. My second tip for you is to plan your day the night before. All this really means is, you know, before I go to bed, I pull out my planner or I take a look at what appointments I have coming up and what times they're in so I can more or less adjust my day around that. I can block my time and I can really be mindful of how I work around my day and whether or not I would have to adjust my morning ritual if I have anything happening before 10 a.m. My third and fourth suggestions are to minimize your phone use and don't hit the snooze button. So if you like to use your phone as an alarm clock like I do, I would maybe suggest changing the alarm settings to a song that you would want to start the day with instead of the blare that jolts you upright. Honestly, it's downright offensive. Why some people want to be annoyed by god-awful beeping and honking in the morning, I will never understand. And don't hit snooze, because once you've hit snooze, chances are you'll do it again. So what I do is I set my 6:30 alarm to Lizzo's Good as Hell. You can't go wrong waking up to Lizzo. And when that gets old or I just want to be ironic, I switch to Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. And that's also got me waking up with a spring in my step. I also keep my phone on my desk, which is a few steps away from my bed. So I'm really forced to wake up and walk to my desk to turn my phone or turn the alarm off. So my alarms have me humming along to the music. So I don't want to hit the snooze button. The next time I'm on my phone is to have music with me while I walk the dogs and go through my exercise routine. And again, when I put on an audible. So you'll notice that I don't use my phone to scroll through my socials or check emails during my morning routine. I have the other apps for that. Okay, my fifth suggestion is a no-brainer, and that is to make your bed. Making your bed only takes about 2 minutes, and it gives you a quick, easy sense of accomplishment right off the bat. I have a wonderful relationship with my bed. I am always in it and I have invested in quality sheets and a really comfortable duvet. And whenever I see my bed unmade, it just kind of makes me want to crawl back in. So really being able to stand up and make my bed first thing in the morning is such a big accomplishment because I'm not tempted to just, you know, crawl back in and be a burrito. Number six is drinking a big glass of water. We are usually dehydrated after not drinking for the 8 hours or so that we're asleep. Drinking water can perk you up mentally and physically. setting you up for feeling healthier overall. I happen to own a Kangen water machine, so the water I get to enjoy first thing in the morning hydrates my body right away, as it is alkalized, it is microclustered, and it is chock full of antioxidants. So if you know you want to invest in a really good ionizer that is also a certified medical device in Japan, let me know. I would be more than happy to hook you up with the person who sold me my Kangen machine. Okay, number 7 is keep things calm. The last thing you want to be doing first thing in the morning is putting your brain on overdrive. So, like I mentioned earlier, I would highly suggest that you make a plan the night before instead of trying to remember what needs to get done on the day of. So as I shared, I'm an analog planner, so I like to write things down and plan out my days on paper. It works for me as opposed to digital planning, where I feel like I'm constantly on my phone waiting for alarms to go off to tell me what my next to-do is. This really allows me to enjoy my mornings and take in the little moments a lot more. And I can keep my morning routine without having to worry if I missed or forgotten anything, because I know that I've already blocked my time for certain tasks the night before. So I'm good. Next, number 8 is having a nutritious breakfast. When I say nutritious breakfast, I mean one with a lot of fruit and vegetables. Growing up here, my breakfasts would usually be sinangag, and then either the ulam from the night before or something bright pink like hot dogs or tocino. It was filling, but not necessarily nutritious. Today, I prefer, as I mentioned, to have a heavy breakfast, and that would usually look like slices of sourdough or whole wheat bread, eggs with vegetables thrown in like tomatoes, onions, broccoli, bell peppers, asparagus, basically whatever vegetables I have in the fridge. I'd also want to have actual fruit at the end of my meal, an apple or an orange usually. If I have rice, it's usually brown or red with a little bit of protein, maybe chicken. Tocino is super rare for me now because I really try not to eat overly processed food. And that's usually accompanied by a boatload of vegetables. Achara, kimchi, or a stir fry, again, of whatever it is that I have in the fridge. Breakfast is my heaviest meal of the day because I need it to fuel my body for the next 12 hours. Usually by dinner, I'd want to have something light. Para lang hindi ako gutumin bago matulog. Number 9 is to detox outdoors for your best source of vitamin D. You don't even have to work out kung ayaw mo, right? Just sit outdoors in the garden or by your window and sunbathe for 20 minutes. Diba, ito yung ginagawa natin sa mga bagong panganak na bata. Pinapaarawan natin. Bakit ba natin tinigil to? Hanggang sa pagtanda natin, dapat ginagawa natin yan. It not only boosts your happy hormones, but it's really good for your mental health. And if you're a morning person and you want to work out, the best time to commit to it is in the morning, preferably out in the sun. Adding this to your morning routine not only gives you a boost of energy, makes you feel better, and helps you look good naked, but your body will thank you for getting the chance to detox and replenish itself every day as well. And lastly, my 10th suggestion is to make sure that the things that you include into your morning routine are things you actually enjoy. This is something that you'll be doing for you and committing to, routine nga eh. So make sure that it'll be something that you will enjoy doing. Otherwise, what's the point? If you want to commit to moving your body every day and incorporating that into your morning routine, but you hate yoga, well then, don't do yoga. Choose another form of body movement that works for you. It can be as simple as walking the dog. Walang pilitan sa mga morning routine natin. So come up with one that works for you, that honors your needs of self-care and self-love. Okay, so let's say you've already come up with a routine or a ritual that you would like to stick to. How long does it take to form a habit of actually doing your morning routine, you might ask? The honest answer is, it depends. Research shows that it can take anywhere from 18 to 254 days for someone to form a new habit. For a given behavior to become automatic or second nature, it takes an average of 66 days. So once you've come up with the perfect morning routine for you, it may take a little while for it to feel like part of your normal life. So with that in mind, give yourself the freedom and the grace of not getting your morning routine perfect the first day or week or month once you decide to do it. Remember, forming a habit takes time. If you fall out of your routine, that's okay. Get back onto it the next day and don't beat yourself up over skipping a day or five. What's important is that you can fine-tune your ideal morning routine so it becomes something that you look forward to, not something you feel annoyed by or even dread, because that would obviously defeat the whole purpose. As a final note, remember that a great morning routine is one that works for you. Not everyone will be able to have a lengthy routine due to time constraints or family obligations, and that's okay. Doing the same thing every morning may seem too predictable or even boring, but starting the day with a clear plan can be liberating, even amid all the structure. As you get used to your new normal, you may find that you start your mornings calmer, clearer, and ready to tackle whatever the day brings. By really taking care of yourself and loving yourself first thing in the morning, you set yourself up for a great rest of the day because you simply prioritized filling up your love tank first instead of running on empty, waiting for other people to fill it up for you, and harboring feelings of resentment when you didn't get what you want or you didn't get it in the way that you wanted. Don't worry, we've all been there, and I feel you. So while this might take a little time to feel settled into your morning routine, you may even come to crave the stability and consistency that comes from knowing how each day will start. And at the end of the day, that's all we want, really. So that's it for this episode. I hope that you found value in learning about the magic of the morning routine and that you can get started on your own. If you'd like to keep up with me, check my upcoming workshops, or just want to keep in touch, you can like and follow me on Facebook and Instagram at coachinghappiness.ph or book a telecoaching session at www.coachinghappiness.ph. Thank you for listening. Bye now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.